The 2022 49ers season got off to a rough start over the first 7 weeks of the season. After an opening weekend 19-10 loss in Rady, Chicago, the 49ers began their ninth season at Levi's Stadium with a matchup against their division rival, Seattle Seahawks. Early in the game, the 49ers suffered their first major blow of the season when Trey Lance broke his right ankle on a short run. Second down, Ray goes in motion, now lines up to the right of Trey in the shotgun. Long snap, it's a handoff to Ray. No, Trey kept it. Beautifully done by Trey Lance. He's so good, like Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, at holding it at the mesh point. But Ray took it wide, Trey's down.
Yep.
Trey's on his back as he took the handoff there, and Trey Lance
is hurt. Hit him, and it's not good. He tried to get up, and then immediately you could see by his body language there is an issue, and he went straight back down to his back. The trainer's working on him now.
Enter Jimmy Garoppolo, who showed very little rust despite not taking any snaps in the preseason. Here's a play action by Garoppolo. Looks left and a throw. Wide open, Ross Dwelly. He'll take it 5. Ross Dwelly will dive for the end zone. Touchdown! San Francisco! Welcome back, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't want to say feels great, baby, because of the circumstances, but that's why you have Jimmy Garoppolo on the team.
The 49ers picked up their first win of the season that day versus Seattle, but the offense was held in check the following Sunday night in Denver in an 11-10 loss to the Broncos. Needing to right the ship, the defending Super Bowl champion Rams came to Levi's in an important Week 4 matchup. Leading 17-9 in the fourth quarter, the 49ers broke the game open thanks to Talanoa Hufanga. Stafford going to throw out right, intercepted and coming back the other way. Talanoa Hufanga, touchdown! San Francisco!
The big, bad wolf. I'm going to huff and puff and sneak right in front of your receiver and steal this from Cooper Kupp. What a great play by Hufanga.
The 49ers headed east in Week 5 to take on Christian McCaffrey and the Carolina Panthers. And for the second straight week, it was another Pick City house call that broke the game open. Second down, 20 now, Carolina. 49ers could get the ball back here. Let's see how this goes. Baker out of the shotgun, four-man pressure. Throws too high, intercepted by Emmanuel Mosley, running back the other way. Cuts inside, 10-5, Mosley, touchdown! San Francisco! From Greensboro, North Carolina, E-Man with a house call. A 37-15 victory in Charlotte moved the 49ers over 500 for the first time in 2022. But after a week at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, they had a hard time containing Marcus Mariota in a 28-14 loss to the Falcons. Back in Santa Clara the next week, the 49ers suffered their most lopsided loss of the season, 44-23 to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Could that loss have been the motivation that the 49ers needed? When we come back, we'll chronicle the start of what was an historic run for the red and gold. The 49ers pregame show from Philadelphia will continue after this on KNBR and the U.S. Bank 49ers Radio Network.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to Philadelphia as we near the start of the NFC Championship game and continue our journey of how the 49ers got to this game at Lincoln Financial Field. After a humbling loss to the Chiefs, the 49ers sat at 3-4 and faced an always difficult trip to SoFi Stadium.
But this was also the first full week in red and gold for the newest 49er, Christian McCaffrey. Acquired in the trade with Carolina on October the 20th, McCaffrey saw limited action in the Kansas City game. But he was a full go against the Rams, and he set the stage for his historic day with his game-tying touchdown pass in the second quarter. Second down and eight on the Ram 34-yard line. They put both halfbacks to the side of Garoppolo. Jeff Wilson Jr. right, Christian McCaffrey left. Kittle is inside of Ayuk right. They motion McCaffrey backwards, pass to McCaffrey, and he's going to throw downfield wide open. Brandon Ayuk, touchdown! McCaffrey can throw! McCaffrey gave the 49ers a 17-14 lead with this touchdown catch from Jimmy Garoppolo. It's third down and three on the Ram 9. 49ers 2 of 5 on third down. McCaffrey's back in. Garoppolo in the gun. McCaffrey left. They motion McCloud to the left inside of Ayuk. Kittle and Willie Snead are right. Now they go empty, and McCaffrey goes right. It is Garoppolo looking. Garoppolo under pressure throws to the back of the end zone. Caught by Christian McCaffrey. Touchdown! CMC!
Dynamite!
CMC added the touchdown run of the fourth quarter to ice the game and become the first 49er to ever throw, catch, and run for a touchdown in a single game. After their bye week, the 49ers hosted the Chargers, and once again it was CMC who gave the 49ers the lead with his fourth quarter touchdown run. They're offsides, handoff McCaffrey to the goal line, touchdown! San Francisco, the 49ers have their first lead of the night. Now at 5-4 after their 22-16 victory over the Chargers, the 49ers embarked on a unique journey to Colorado Springs, where they got antiquated with the high altitude before facing the Cardinals in Mexico City. The plan worked beautifully as Jimmy Garoppolo threw four touchdown passes and Debo Samuel had this 39-yard touchdown run in the third quarter.
It's a play action, a flip to Debo, coming back the other way, left, led by Croft and Trent Williams and Ayuk. Breaks a tackle, 20, 10, 5. Debo Samuel all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. Anote to Tustion, San Francisco.
It's the end, baby, end, baby. Debo Samuel.
Next up, three straight games at Levi's Stadium, starting with the Saints on November the 27th. The red and gold defense dominated as the 49ers became the first team in 21 years to shut out New Orleans. It also marked the fourth straight game in which the 49ers shut out their opponent in the entire second half. And it was capped off by this fourth and goal sack by Nick Bosa late in the fourth quarter.
Shahid is number two. Troutman is right. Dalton, Bosa jumped off sides. It looked like Dalton going to roll. Bosa got him from behind. Was he off sides or not? He got the sack.
No call.
On fourth down, they never flagged Bosa. Looked like Bosa jumped in the neutral zone. No flag on the play. The 49ers take over on fourth down again.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Week 13 brought the Dolphins to Santa Clara and a second major injury to a 49er quarterback. In the first quarter, Jimmy Garoppolo broke his foot while getting sacked on the 49ers' first possession of the game. In came Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, who proceeded to throw for 210 yards and two touchdowns, leading the 49ers to a 33-17 win. First and goal, 3-yard line. We're still in the first quarter. So much has happened here in the opening 10 minutes. Purdy gets down to a knee in the huddle. Now he comes up and breaks it. 49ers trying to get in the end zone and take the lead. Kyle Juszczyk will line up as a right wing, number three, with Debo next to him. And Ayuk, he's going to throw out right. Wide open, Kyle Juszczyk. Touchdown! San Francisco, Mr. Relevant. Purdy's first ever start came the following week against the Buccaneers and some guy named Tom Brady. Purdy was productive and poised. McCaffrey ran for 119 yards, and the defense contained Brady all day in a 35-7 rout. First and 10, 33-yard line of the Niners. Brady back and a throw right. Ball got tipped, intercepted by Dre Greenlaw, dropping back into coverage. He tipped the ball up into the air and intercepted it. Tom Brady, picking himself up off the ground, finds out he has thrown his second interception of the game. The next test for Purdy came on a short week on the road in Seattle. Brock passed the test with flying colors, and the 49ers won their seventh straight game while also clinching the NFC West with a 21-13 win. George Kittle put on a show with two touchdown catches, including this one on the second play of the second half. Purdy in a pistol, McCaffrey behind him, Juszczyk to the side. He looks right, comes left, throws down the sideline, wide open, George Kittle, 30, 20, cuts inside, 10, cuts inside again, touchdown, San Francisco!
George Kittle, wide open, busted coverage, and Mr. Irrelevant, bust, they're bust.
Christmas Eve brought the Washington Commanders to Levi's Stadium. Despite a sluggish first half, the 49er offense exploded for 30 second-half points. And once again, Purdy and Kittle connected twice in the 49ers' eighth straight victory. Third down and four. Ray McLeod goes in motion right, lines out outside of Kittle. Juwan Jennings slotted inside of Ayuk left. McCaffrey circles out right. Purdy time. Purdy going to throw for the end zone. Wide open, George Kittle. Touchdown! Francisco!
Kittle, down the middle, once again.
New Year's Day 2023 brought the 49ers to Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas for the first time for another battle against their former neighbors in the Bay Area, the Raiders. In a wild back-and-forth shootout, the game went to overtime, tied at 34. But once again, the 49er defense came through with this Deshaun Gibson interception in overtime that led to Robbie Gould's game-winning field goal. Hollins goes in motion left to right, offset out of the right. Johnson ahead of Jacobs, straight drop by Stidham. Going to throw out left for Devontae Adams. It's intercepted. He threw the ball right to Deshaun Gibson, running back the other way. 30, 20, 10, 5. He's out of bounds. What happened there? Flag is down on the return. Jared Stidham finally looks like a man making his first ever start. Threw the ball directly to T. Gip. The regular season wrapped up with the Cardinals making their annual visit to Levi's Stadium. A balanced attack from the 49ers offense led to a 38-13 win. It was their 10th straight victory and their fifth time in the last six games in which they scored 30 or more points. It also featured the return of Elijah Mitchell, who reached the end zone twice. Mitchell takes the left side handoff. Elijah Mitchell's in the end zone again. Touchdown! San Francisco, his second of the day. As the number two seed in the NFC, the 49ers opened the playoffs 2 weeks ago against the number seven seed and division rival, Seattle Seahawks. Once again, the 49ers broke open a close game with a masterful second half. Deebo Samuel put the icing on the cake with his long touchdown in the fourth quarter. They fake the toss. They roll Purdy to the left. Purdy going to throw back middle, wide open. Deebo Samuel down the sideline, 50. 40, Deebo 30, Deebo 20, Deebo 10, Deebo, touchdown, San Francisco!
Well, I told you that it may be a breakout game for Deebo Samuel, and it's a fake toss keeper. Nobody's at the second level on Deebo. He gets a great block from Kittle.
The 49ers beat Seattle 41-23 for their 11th consecutive win. And it was just 7 days ago that the 49ers faced longtime rival Dallas in a playoff game for the ninth time and the second year in a row. Robbie Gould made all four of his field goals for the second straight game, and the defense held the Cowboys to just 12 points and picked off Dak Prescott twice to advance to today's NFC Championship game. Here is Prescott back, has time, throws out left, intercepted. Ball got tipped up and taken by Fred Warner. Jimmy Ward tipped the ball, and Fred Warner with the INT.
Pick City, baby!
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.